Fog and low visibilities continues to occur from the northeastern part of the U.S. plains through the heart of the Midwest. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The fog is all a byproduct of the changing atmospheric conditions. As you recall, a week or so ago, we were bitterly cold across a big part of the nation. We put down a bunch of snow, too. And now that it's warming up, we're seeing the snow melt. That's releasing moisture into the atmosphere. And we're also allowing for temperatures to warm. And as the warm air comes in over the snow field, it's causing a lot of fog to develop. And this has been ongoing most of this week in many areas. And certainly today across most of our region, we are experiencing the same. And it is going to stay warm today because of all the fog. We're not going to see any sunshine of significance. Temperatures at this hour running in the 20s and 30s. And we're going to see that continuing. Most of those 20s are farther to the west, where the fog is less significant. There's actually sunshine occurring in parts of the Missouri River Valley. Well, the forecast will keep us dry biased for most of the next several days. We do have a frontal system that's going to cut across the region as we get out towards Sunday into Monday. And on Monday, I think we will find at least a little bit of snow and rain accompanying a frontal system as it cuts through the region. That frontal system and the precipitation is not likely to be very significant, but it's still going to be a little bit of precipitation that we are not going to see between now and then. The frontal system will pass through the region very quickly as we go from the pre-dawn hours on Monday into Tuesday morning. And during that time period, the system will pass through mostly eastern North Dakota and Minnesota. We'll look for a trace upwards to maybe an inch or two of snow accumulation possible, and we'll look for the moisture content to stay mostly under 2/10 of an inch. Most of us will see 15/100 of an inch or less of moisture. South Dakota, southwestern Minnesota, and a big part of western central sections of North Dakota will just not likely get much moisture from this event. After it passes, we probably won't see much temperature change, but the warmest weather of this particular period will likely evolve right after that as we go into midweek next week. Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, and Thursday, temperatures will be way above normal. And we are expecting warm weather until then, too. It's just not going to be quite as anomalous. We'll look for the daily high temperatures over these next several days, running mostly in the 30s. There will be some 40-degree temperatures showing up around the Missouri River as we get out towards Sunday. And on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, those will come right into the heart of our listening area. Nighttime lows will be no colder than teens and 20s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.